Lots of writers have said in lots of ways that an unhappy childhood is part of what made them writers. So Pandeb had a childhood in suburban New Jersey that doesn't sound unhappy so much as he was often unhappy with his parents, Bishaka, his mother, and his father, Shamal. And his parents were almost always unhappy with each other. His new book tells the story of the author using a trip to India to try and find the founding stories of his immigrant parents. His book, Mistranslations, Meeting the Immigrant Parents Who Raised Me. And so Pandeb, who now covers pro basketball for the New York Times and therefore may have some time on his hands to speak with us, joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a great pleasure.
Your parents, as we note, came to the U.S. Theirs was an arranged marriage, but more significantly, you call them mismatched souls. How so?
They were a bad match from the start. Personality-wise, just everything you could think of, they were not the right people for each other. And the reason my parents actually even got married, as I found out in the course of writing this book, was that my dad had immigrated to the United States, and he put an ad in a newspaper. It's like a matrimonial newspaper targeted toward a South Asian audience. And then my grandmother on my mother's side actually answered the ad on my mother's behalf without my mother knowing. And so my dad actually showed up at my mom's door, essentially, and my mom had no idea why he was there. And later she found out that it was to marry her. And so they were unhappy right from the start. And, you know, and they let that unhappiness fester for several decades.
And then one day your father left.
Yeah. So, you know, my father and I, we had a, you know, we barely had a relationship growing up. We barely spoke. He didn't know anything about me. I didn't know anything about him. And then after my parents divorced, I was probably about 16, 17 years old in high school. My freshman year of college, my father comes to see me and he says goodbye. And it's the last time I saw him for 11 years. You know, a couple weeks later, it might have been a month after that last visit, you know, I get an email from him or I get a call from him and he says, I left the country. I'm in India now.
Are you mad at them?
No, I'm not mad at them. Not anymore. I was. Are there parts of me that are like, man, I wish I had this growing up. Or I wish this was easier. Of course. But at the end of the day, yeah, I've forgiven them for the upbringing I had. But at the same time, I realized that I also wronged them. And I hope that in the course of, you know, however long we live on this planet, they'll forgive me for some of my shortcomings as well.
How did you wrong them, do you think?
Well, for one thing, I think that getting to know each other is a two-way street. Communication is a two-way street. And especially as I got older, yes, my parents didn't understand me and the United States and the world, you know, I belong to. And yes, I couldn't talk to them about significant others or therapy or depression and that kind of stuff. Yes, that's true. But I also didn't try to talk to them about what they were going through. And I wasn't empathetic to them and where they came from. I think that's my fault. I should have done more. I mean, look, my dad left the country, you know, without telling anybody. And for the next 11 years, I never asked him why or where he went. That's not something for me to be proud of. And that's something that I will carry with me for the rest of my life.
I don't want to give away too much, but you find out something about your mother's history that's staggering, that you didn't know it. I think, is that safe to say?
Yeah, it was staggering. I don't want to give it away, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course. But, I don't either. But I'm also, well, without giving this away, you asked her, why didn't you tell me? And do you remember what she said?
She said it never came up. And I mean, it was a very funny, I mean, it was a very roundabout way of, you know, but there were several secrets I came across in the course of this journey that I never even knew to look for. And it put everything into place for my family in many ways as to why we were the way we were and why my mom didn't want to marry my father. There's so much to discover here, and it allowed me to empathize with my mom more than I ever did in my entire life.
I got to tell you, obviously, my only knowledge of your parents is through your eyes in this book. I like them both.
Well, I'm sure they'll appreciate that. Yeah, they're very lovely people. You know, one of my favorite parts about the book is my dad and I, we play tennis together. And my entire life growing up, I was so envious of all the kids around me who got to be coached by their dads in Little League and basketball, mm-hmm. and they'd watch Knicks games together, etc. You know, my father and I never had that growing up. And the great thing about the tennis match is, you know, my dad's been taking lessons with a coach, you know, for the last decade, and I've never played tennis. And then we take the court. It turns out that my dad is terrible and I'm terrible, and it's the worst tennis match in the history of the world. And it could not be a more appropriate bonding moment for the Deb family. I will tell you that, because now I know why I don't have any athletic skill.
Well, it's a charming encounter in the book. And your father becomes very fatherly. He says, well, if you played more Chopin, I'm sure you'd be much better, which I thought was, you know.
That's right, yes. You know, my dad, I think, you know, again, this is where I think I came up short. If I could just open my eyes past my own needs as kind of an American child, and if I stopped comparing them so much to what my friends had, this kind of healing process would have began years and years earlier. And I regret that it took so long.
Chopin Deb, his book, Mistranslations. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.